This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
I want you to decide tonight two things, that you are going to help more people than you've ever helped before, and that you are going to let God work with you every day of your life to be more and more excellent and better at everything that you do until you don't have to tell anybody about Jesus. They can see him all over you. I'm going to talk to you a fair amount tonight, part of the time at least, about this thing about excellence, because I'll tell you the truth, a lot of people don't even know what it is anymore. I mean, they really don't. It's kind of like, and I even kind of feel that just a little bit in here tonight. It's like, do we even know what that means to be excellent? It's not perfection, but it does mean that if you have a job, you're going to do the best job that you can. And you have to decide this for you. For you. You have to decide it for you. And you listen to God for you. And you do what you believe God is telling you to do. And you don't go get somebody else's permission. And you don't let them pull you down. And you don't let them water down your commitment. Because when it all is over, you are going to stand before God. And you are going to answer for you, not somebody else. Now, they work so hard making me this little prop because I think that pictures say a lot to people. Isn't this a cute little house? Come on, give the guys a... Now, you know what? So we're going to pretend like this is you. This is a believer because the Bible says that we are the house of God, the home of God. So we're God's house, and if we're not born again, not saved, we haven't given our lives to Christ, then everything inside is dark. There's no light in there. You receive Christ. Whoop. But here's what happens. How many of you remember when you first got saved? Oh my gosh, we were so excited. We weren't mad at anybody. We loved everything that moved. We had peace. It was the most wonderful thing in the world. But you know what our biggest problem? We get too used to it. We get too familiar with the things that God does for us, and then we need something else to excite us. Several years back, I said, you know, God, I don't understand why you don't do some of the things that you used to do when I first started walking with you. And man, he answered me right back in my spirit. He said, I still do everything that I did then and more. You've just gotten used to it and it doesn't excite you anymore. See, we are so unbelievably amazingly blessed, but we just, do you know what some people in the world would give? Do you know how far they would walk to be in this building tonight to get to do what we're doing here? I go to India and do this, and people would walk for 4 days and sleep on the ground for 3 nights just to be part of something like this. But man, we got it on every corner, so that doesn't mean we don't appreciate it, but we have to be careful that we don't just start taking the things that God has done for us for granted. Because if we do, then here's what happens if you're not careful. Over a period of time, although you have the light of God in you, it starts to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And dimmer. Pretty soon, nobody can tell if you are or you're not. And we don't want to do one of these things either. Sunday morning. Monday morning. Sunday morning. Monday morning. You know what I mean? We love God on Sunday. And on Monday, you couldn't pick us out of a crowd because we're out there acting just like everybody else and nobody knows the difference. Amen? And I tell you the truth, it's something you got to make a decision to do every single day of your life. Let me tell you something. I don't wake up like this every morning. I have to stir myself up. I have to stay on fire for God. So here's what I'm telling you. If you don't feel like you've got enough light in your life, it's not even going to do you good to keep praying about it. You better set yourself on fire and just decide to turn the light up. Amen. And we especially don't want to just float around and compromise with the rest of the world and just keep getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer till all of a sudden our light just goes out and then we go to church on Sunday, whoop, or the pastor comes to the door, whoop, fight all the way to church like Dave and I used to, see the first person at the church door, whoop, praise the Lord. How many of you are getting what I'm saying? You know what? That's the first thing we got to do every morning. We got to turn the lights up. Make that little attitude adjustment that changes everything. I don't care one thing in the world about preaching anymore if I can't in every message bring people to some kind of a decision. I don't want you just to hear a good sermon and go out and not decide anything. I want you to decide tonight two things, that you are going to help more people than you've ever helped before and that you are going to let God work with you every day of your life to be more and more excellent and better at everything that you do until you don't have to tell anybody about Jesus. They can see him all over you. Complaining about a problem while doing nothing to change it is one of the worst things in the world that we can do. If you have a problem that you can't change, then why don't you go change somebody else's? Good, three people got that. If you have a problem you can't change, go change somebody else's problem. And if you'll do that, then God will change yours. You know, one of the ways that we celebrate our victories, and this is biblical, is when you've had a victory, to not only celebrate and do something fun that you want to do, but to go help somebody else that has less than you. Two quick examples. In Nehemiah, wonderful. Nehemiah is a wonderful book. There's such a lesson in there about how Nehemiah wanted to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem so the people would be protected. And he went and got permission from the king to rebuild the wall, and he stirred a bunch of other people to help him. And as soon as he wanted to do something good, the enemy started coming against him. I mean, just thing after thing after thing, and I don't know how long it took him, but this just went on and on, and the more he did, the madder the enemy got, and the more they came against him, and he just kept praying and working, praying and working, praying and working, praying and working. And finally, the wall was built. And in Nehemiah 8:10, after the wall was built, it says, "Then Ezra told them, go your way," I love this, "eat the fat, drink the sweet." I guess they didn't have anything against fat or sugar. They said, I mean, you can do it in excess, but I thought that was kind of cool. I thought, yay, now I have permission to go eat what I want to tomorrow. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. And be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So they were commanded to not only celebrate the victory they had, but to send portions of the food that they had and blessings to somebody else who had less than them. It takes a while in our lives to get this, but I can tell you something. One of the highest forms of spiritual warfare that you can do is to be a blessing to other people, especially when you don't feel like it. The story of Esther is the same thing. Wicked Haman had a plot to destroy all of God's people, but God wanted to use Esther to do something about it. At first, she was not just all over that idea. I'm sure she had plans for her life, and she had some fear. And her uncle said to her, "How do you know but that you were called for such a time as this? And if you don't do what God's asking you to do, he will raise up somebody else to do it." And I believe there's a lot of people that are called for such a time as this. I don't believe that we're alive in this day and hour by accident because we just happen to show up on planet Earth when things are so bad out in the world. I believe that we are chosen by God to live in this time frame, and that we have a purpose and God has a plan, and he expects every one of us to help him in whatever way that we can to get as many people as we can on board for Jesus, because he comes back before he comes back, and a lot of people get lost. And I won't go over the whole thing, but it's the same thing. After they had their victory, they set aside 2 days that they had to celebrate every single year to remember the victory God had given them. And one of the things he told them is, this is a day of feasting and gladness, a holiday, and a time for you to send gifts to the poor and portions to one another. I want to tell you something. I don't have time to stand up here and just harp on this all night tonight. I teach on it a lot, but you can't be selfish and happy. You can't be. The best thing you can do for yourself is do as much for somebody else as you possibly can. God wants to use you. And he doesn't just want to use you with your Christian friends and the people you like. He wants to use you with your enemies. And he wants to use you with people that you don't even know. And I want to tell you something. Life gets so exciting if you go out every day and you're just a little Holy Ghost spy for God. Every day can get exciting. You won't have to lay down with all your problems anymore and be depressed and in prostration. You can get up and say, God, what are we going to do today? And it may be something teeny tiny. It may be something big, but you will have a fulfillment that you cannot even imagine.
If you feel like your light has gotten a little bit dim in your life, you are not alone. We all get those times where we feel like we just need to up the wattage a little bit. We need a little bit of help. That's when it is time to flip your switch. Let's stir up our excitement for God, finding ways to help others, and living a life of excellence for him. And you can do it. Don't feel like you can't. You can. God will give you everything that you need. And we have an offer of 3 little books that are going to tell you more about what his word says, more about who you are, and how you can love others really well. This set of books is called Joy Redefined. 3 books, one on loving Jesus, one on loving others, and one on loving yourself. Those are 3 very important things to be able to have the life that God wants you to have, for that light to shine brightly, and for you to enjoy your life. Right now, we want you to stay with us, because talk about needing to turn the lights up brighter. Some places in the world are very, very dark, but God can shine through anything. Take a look at this. Doctor, how old is she?
He's 10 years old.
10 years old.
Yeah. Can I explain about the case?
Yes, please.
Okay.
When this mother first carried her daughter into the room, our hearts sank and tears immediately sprang to our eyes. It's a far too common sight here in East Africa. Children suffering from malnutrition, on the verge of starvation. It's difficult to see, but something we can't ignore.
This is real, and it's happening every single day. And what they're seeing is not a starving child. They're seeing a child that will not live. That's what you're really seeing. You're seeing a child before it dies. Because if we don't help, the child will not survive.
Pat Bradley is with Crisis Aid International, the organization that Hand of Hope has been working with in this part of the world for many years. And this new permanent clinic is taking care to a new level, offering inpatient treatment for the severely malnourished, providing families with life-saving opportunities that didn't exist before.
Tell us about this family. Do you remember when you first came in contact with them?
Yeah. When they brought Nagash. The Nagash was 5 months old. And he was very tiny, malnourished young infant. Not only him, but if you see the mother, she was so depressed, significant weight loss. And you don't see any smile on her face. And also the other kids were also underweight. So we admitted all the family, and we give him all the care he needs.
Big difference when you see him now?
Now there is a huge significant difference. He's gaining weight. He's so playful. Now 1 year old, he is trying to walk. And you can see the difference on the whole family.
Well, it's wonderful to see what God can do.
Okay, regaining their joy, their happiness, and having a bright future. The family was in danger, but now they are improving.
Yeah.
They have improved, cured from the malnutrition, totally free of any nutritional problem.
We'll get people who are offended by the fact that we are showing children who are in a state of starvation. And I just think it's so important to be able to point out to them and to show them the results, that it has nothing to do with manipulation, that it is real life. And that if instead we say we're going to ignore that, then what happens? So the fact that if we look into the face of difficult things, it hurts us. But if we don't, it hurts the world. So I just want everyone to realize how much you're doing and how important it is.
It's like a holy responsibility that we have to go back and tell the world their story.
Yeah.
We are showing you what God sent us to see, to do something about. And if we don't show you, how do we tell you? How do you grasp and understand that?
Do you treat a child differently at 10 years old than you do an infant when they come in with malnutrition?
There are therapeutic milk, and we give more focus on for older children because they need time for stabilization, for treatment of the infectious problem.
This is the first time that you've met this family?
Yes, this is the first time I met this family. And one of the social workers, the evangelist, while he was visiting families, he found this child and he brought to our clinic.
We have an evangelist network here. There are 32 villages. So we have evangelists from each village. When they visit the family, they see a child who is malnourished. Through this work, they have found a window of opportunity to speak about the gospel. And you know, in these areas, one of the biggest problems is for a population like, you know, almost 100 million, even more, even less, the amount of doctors, they are just concentrated in few towns. I'm sure if you speak with the people around here, there are many who haven't seen a doctor in their lifetime. We did assessment among 8,000 families, and I asked mothers, how many children do you have? Some would say 7, some would say 8. And I say, how many are alive? Half, 4, or 3. So that was the story of this village. And that's changing because of you partners who are praying and helping financially. Without you, we couldn't do anything. The impact is so huge. Many children were supposed to die. They are alive now.
Did you know, when you look at this beautiful smile and you realize that you can do something amazing today? You see, your missions gift, your special gift that is an outpouring of love, will literally save a life. And I am not exaggerating. You see, there was a time before this clinic that these mothers had no choice but to watch their children suffer and often die. But today, that is not the case, because people like you have given to make all of this possible. Your gift right now will literally save a life. How does your heart feel as a mother as you see your child suffer?
I get frustrated. As a mother, it's very difficult to see this. I see his abdominal distension, and I see also he's getting more and more emaciated, losing weight, and I get very much frustrated.
How did you feel the day that you first came to the clinic with your son?
I was so hopeless and very sad.
Were you afraid that you were going to lose your son, that he wouldn't make it?
I lost hope. I thought he'll die. I'm going to lose him, but I did a last attempt and brought him to the clinic. I was praying when I came to the clinic. I was praying to God. And when they say to me, yeah, we'll keep him and we'll treat him, I mean, I was so happy. God has heard my prayer.
Because God answered your prayer and helped your family, what has that taught you about God's love for you?
I didn't know what to give back to God after I saw this miracle. I was so happy, and then I went to the church. I want to give back. It's pure love.
Isaias is an amazing little man. He became our instant friend, and we had such a great time with him. He and many of the kids on this playground are joyful and full of life because you've given them an opportunity to live. God answered many prayers, and you provided a way when no way existed. And many more need our loving help.
It is no exaggeration. There are tens of thousands of children today who are alive because of Hand of Hope, because of the partnership, because of the finances, because of the prayers, because of the giving. Children are alive today. Imagine that. Think about a child who, like we saw at the pediatric clinic, that wouldn't be here.
And there is hope for this little girl?
Yes, 100%.
100%?
Yeah.
There are many difficult things to see in this community, but the smiles, the healing, and the hope is becoming more common every day.
Hey. Some of the images you just saw, I know, are not easy to take in, but think about it a different way. They are miraculous. It is God working that these children are alive, and it's because you're creating opportunities for them to live and not die. It's a place where your feet may have never touched, but your presence is felt every day if you are a supporter or a partner of Joyce Meyer Ministries. So pause and think about that for a moment. You know, we learned that before the clinic existed in that area, in most cases, when a child got sick due to malnutrition, all a mother could do was watch her child die, something that I cannot even imagine. But with God's guidance, together, we are giving them an opportunity to live. Will you help us do even more? We can't do this without you. And it's such a blessing to us that God chooses to allow us to go into this area, help these children, help these parents who are so desperate. We're asking you today to pray and consider giving a special gift that will go toward our missions efforts all over the world. Not only what you just saw in Ethiopia, but in many, many places where there are great needs, where people are hungry, where they are hurting and need medical care, where people need to know the love of Christ, and we are there to show them in physical ways and then also to pray with them and tell them who Christ is. Your gift makes a huge difference, as you've just seen in this video. There is so much more to be done. We are so grateful for everything that you give, and we pray that God blesses you greatly through it. If you are a medical care professional, we need your help. In fact, people all over the world need your help. And it's an opportunity that will change your life as well. You see, through our volunteer medical trips, we travel all over the world to places that are very remote and have desperate need of health care. So go to our website, check out the schedules, and join us right here. We hope to see you soon.
Watch episodes of Enjoying Everyday Life, read daily devotionals, follow a Bible study plan here, 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 and here. The same great teaching from Joyce that you know and love, now in the palm of your hand, with the new Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Think of it as your daily dose of encouragement, right here, right now. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download the new Joyce Meyer Ministries app today.
I've got stuff that I need God to heal me in, and I don't think I realized it until I start realizing I don't have to be perfect.
It took a willingness of me to be vulnerable and to talk about it with friends and allow God to heal me.
Yeah. And there always comes a point where we just have to release everything to God.
Join the girls on Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast. Subscribe today.
We hope you have enjoyed today's program. Please contact us or visit joycemeyer.org to share your prayer request, see the conference schedule, or partner with us in sharing Christ and loving people all across the globe. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.